focus is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and they're gearing up for SEEK 22. It's coming up on February 4th to the 6th. Now, last year, SEEK 21 brought together more than 27,000 people from 20 countries and 6 continents, launching more regular Bible study participants than any previous conference. Well, SEEK 22, well, they're going to try to do even better. It's coming up, and it's not just for college students. Thousands of parishioners will also participate. And joining me today is Grant Witte to tell us all the details. Hello, Grant. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, we are always so glad to also talk about Focus. Tell us a little bit about how you became involved in Focus Ministries.
Yeah, so I attended Colorado State University 2015 through 2018. And they have had a program there with Focus for a number of years, one of our earlier campuses. And I met a missionary one of the very first weekends of school at a barbecue at the church. My sister dragged me along to the little event there and met a missionary by the name of TJ. And we just quickly became really, really good friends. And kind of over the next year or so of my college experience, my freshman year, TJ just kind of began asking me some deeper questions about life and the church and Jesus and kind of what I wanted. Why did I come around the church? What was my purpose for being there? And I think I wasn't even 100% sure.
Yeah. But
I think having these questions, he asked me, I think, is Jesus at the center of your life? And I'm like, gosh, I don't know. but I kind of want him to be. And so he was able to kind of walk with me through trying to put Jesus at the center of my life. He taught me a lot about how to pray, how to enter into the sacraments in a more full way and a deeper understanding of what was really happening at Mass. He got me plugged into the community and met some awesome friends there. He continued to have other missionaries over the years invest in me in a very similar way. And by the time I was nearing the end of my college experience, I really was wanting to be able to give that back to another campus or wherever the Lord could call me through Focus. And so I applied and became a missionary after I graduated. And I think it's like really changed my life. And so now I get the great opportunity to do exactly what TJ did for me when I was a freshman with students first in Colorado and now here in Oregon at the University of Oregon. And it's just incredible just to be able to see some of these students since their lives are completely changed. And like the Lord is doing so many incredible things here. Just some of these students that I've met when I first got here in the beginning of the school year last year, just seeing how far they've grown, how much they've gotten to know Jesus, participating in the church and the sacraments and the community. And I don't know, it's really like nothing I ever thought I would be doing in my life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, on the Focus webpage, you know, one of the statistics that it shows is that 30% of people who are raised Catholic continue within their faith. And we know that college time, it's that time where kids and young adults are begin to really question their faith and if they still believe in the same things that their parents do. It is amazing, though, too, to have ministries like Focus to be able to walk with students where they are to help them along the way. And it really helps reinforce what parents hope that their children will continue with throughout their lives. How have you found that having this outside type of ministry to really work with college students that helps them maybe answer some difficult questions, you know, when they're thinking about their own faith and whether or not that's the faith that they believe?
I think one of the main ways in which we operate as a missionary organization at Focus is very much on a relational basis. Right, so we model everything after how Christ lived his life in a sense of like, how did Christ even do mission? And Christ went on mission by inviting people into their own lives, right? You know, sure, there was a Sermon on the Mount and there's these more formal kind of, studies of scriptures or talks that we kind of see with Christ. But really, at the end of the day, if we look at the apostles, we like to say that he invited them to go camping for 3 years. And he's really like walking with them and living life with them. And so in a similar way, we want to not only come here to like lead students in Bible studies and reach the campus, we want to actually be involved with the lives of our students. And so not only are we preaching the gospel on campus, but we're actually living our lives with the students. We're inviting the students into our lives. We're inviting ourselves into the lives of our students, and actually building really awesome friendships. So it's really, really cool. Like, I'm only a couple years out of college, and so still, you know, being able to relate to the students has been still, I guess I'm still in that zone. but it's actually really awesome because I'm really good friends with a lot of our students. It's not just kind of this pastoral relationship. Like, there's actual relationships and friendships, and we spend time together on the weekends, and we spend time together praying in the church. We spend time together in Bible study, looking at the scriptures. And so we're really kind of hitting an entire life together, which is really beautiful. And I think through that, we get to have a lot of really awesome conversations with these students and be able to really start going deep and not only share about the church, but actually live it with them and model it with them. Not only like telling them about how one might pray, but actually going to the church with them and praying with them and showing them, this is what we've learned. And so we're living this way of discipleship of, you know, we're still kind of trying to figure it out. We're still trying to figure out what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, but like, why don't you come along with us and we're going to figure this out together. And I think through that, being able to build friendships and have someone to model it, I think it really gives students the opportunity to really figure out what it means to be a Catholic, especially on a college campus where there's a lot of voices kind of going for our attention and maybe taking us away from the truth that we were made for.
Oh, absolutely. Grant Witte is joining me today. He is a minister with FOCUS. That's the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, joining me today to talk a little bit about their program and an upcoming event. Well, Grant, SEEK 22, it is coming up February 4th to the 6th. Tell us a little bit about what SEEK 22 is.
Yeah, so SEEK has been kind of the ongoing annual national conference that FOCUS puts on every single year. In years past, when I was a student, I had gone to, you know, large SEEK events in San Antonio, and we've been in Arizona and Phoenix, and we've been in Indianapolis, kind of all over. And since our unique situation with the pandemic as of the last 2 years, last year with SEEK 21, we kind of piloted the first virtual conference where groups all over the country and even the world are meeting together in small groups, either in someone's living room or at someone's parish or Newman Centers and all these different places. It goes beyond just the students in Newman Centers. But we're trying to bring the SEEK experience right to where people are. And this is portrayed in the format of multiple well-known speakers like Father Mike Schmitz, amongst others, that are being live streamed so that everyone in any place can get access to this great content that they would maybe otherwise not be able to access if they couldn't fly to wherever the conference might be. And so with SEEK 22 this year, we're going to do this again. Now that we've got a little bit of experience under our belt last year, because, you know, everything in the beginning of the pandemic was kind of a trial and error. And we're just really excited to be able to bring SEEK back again to everyone's living room or Newman Center. And we at the University of Oregon are actually partnering with the University of Washington up in Seattle. And we're going to be hosting our students and the students at the University of Washington at the Newman Center there.
I want to talk a little bit more about that. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event, Grant, but I am coming against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Yes.
I am continuing now my conversation with Grant Witte. Grant is a team director with FOCUS, that is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. He's joining me today as we talk a little bit about FOCUS and their upcoming SEEK 21 conference. Grant, thank you so much for staying with me.
You betcha. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Grant, in our first half hour, we talked about the upcoming plans that you have for SEEK 22 with hopes to make it an even bigger event than last year. You're teaming up with University of Oregon and the University of Washington. Tell our listeners again about that event.
Yeah, so last year we were able to host SEEK 21 here at our Newman Center in Eugene. And this year we're excited to be partnering with the University of Washington to be able to host SEEK 22 up there at their Newman Center in Seattle. So we're excited to have a little bit more of a crowd this year, and we have a good number of students coming up from Oregon. And we're just excited to be able to have quite the mix of students. students and communities, as well as some great speakers. And since we here at the University of Oregon are a Dominican Newman Center, and so is the University of Washington in Seattle, we actually have some great Dominicans that are coming in for the event to be able to speak in person. And even one of our own area directors from Focus is also flying in for the event to speak in person as well. So we'll have a great mix of in-person talks as well as the live stream content from Focus, a bunch of other activities that we'll have for our students as well up in Seattle.
Well, Grant, last year, as I said, more than 27,000 people were able to attend. This is a part of the Focus Ministry Fellowship for Catholic University students. But this year, is this the first year that it's going to be open to more than just college students?
The C Conference has been open to more than just college students for the last number of years, even when it was in person. But we think that this opportunity of having it online makes it even more available to everybody. So not only are the students going to be tuning into this, but we also have this open to really anyone that has interest.
Well, Grant, I can imagine how getting together with a group of people with like minds and like faith to really ignite a person's faith, especially a young person. How have you seen that after attending a SEEK conference, how, you know, the young people, their faith is just really comes alive and really kind of gets them engaged in their faith, especially in on-campus ministries?
Yeah, it's been incredible just to see how SEEK can be such a pivotal moment in the school year for our students. It's, you know, oftentimes if it's in person, it's over the winter break. And now with it, the online version, it's in February. We're about maybe halfway through the school year, give or take a little bit. It's just crazy. I think it just comes at the perfect time. Really, the big message that SEEK is going to be focusing on is what is the gospel? And I think so often we hear the term gospel. We know that there's books in the Bible, you know, the four books of the gospel. But what is the actual gospel message? And are we letting that really sink into our hearts? And it's something that I think we can never say too much. We never share too much the story of the gospel and what we're really called to in living a life with Jesus. And so I think looking at last year's experiences, SEEK, there's a handful of students that really experienced Jesus in a new way and really understood what the gospel is and how that affects their own life and really wanting to make a change in their life and wanting to have a new life and a new way of living and a new way of seeing the world through that lens. And it's just incredible the amount of growth that students have when they come back from these conferences. They're wanting to dive in on prayer. They're wanting to really experience the sacraments in a new way and really get plugged into the community. And so it's just incredible to see every time after a SEEK conference, you can really just see like a little bit of growth each year, especially after the conference. And it's just incredible because I think a lot of students come into the conference at a different place. You know, some people are really excited to go and they know a little bit about what it's going to be. And some people are maybe a little hesitant. And I think that was my experience with a similar conference in high school. It's not really sure what Jesus had in store for them, if they even know who Jesus is. And just coming back absolutely transformed. And I think a lot of these conversions or reversions or deeper transformations often come in and around the one evening that we have in adoration together as an entire conference. And I think that there, Jesus really reaches out to our students and lives are changed. Again, these students that I met last year, they're like completely different people.
Yeah.
Of course, for the better.
I love it.
And it's just, I think the SEEK is just a great pivot point for students' lives, having a deeper encounter with Jesus. And
well, the conference is coming up February 4th to the 6th. Grant, tell our listeners where they can find out more information and register, perhaps maybe a parish group or a small group in their homes to be able to be part of the program.
Yes, SEEK 22 is happening February 4th through 6th, and it is accessible anywhere you have internet, in a computer screen or a phone screen, however you desire. If you are a student and still want to tune in, it's going to be $75 for your registration. And if you are not a student, and are still interested as well, it's going to be $175 for individuals, or you can even do a group price for up to 10 people. So if you want to have some friends over or you want to get together at your local parish hall, it's going to be $595 for 10 people. So you can kind of split it up that way. And that'll get you access to the entire dashboard where all of the talks, all the live streams, and all the content will be available there for you throughout the weekend. And there will even be opportunities, of course, afterwards. If you, you know, can't decide between a certain talk and you want to catch that one later, you'll be able to access that later as well.
Oh, fantastic. It's going to be a wonderful event. Grant, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you all of the best and for all of your students there at University of Oregon. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. God bless.
And again, that is Grant Witte with FOCUS. That is the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. If you want to find out more information about the SEEK 22 conference coming up, well, just head over to the podcast of this interview. I will definitely be adding those links, and you can find the podcast on the Hail Mary media app or on our webpage, materdeiradio.com.